What if Jesus never answered your prayers the way you wanted him to? What if Jesus never removed the thorn in the flesh? Or what if Jesus didn't heal your cancer? What if Jesus doesn't provide a pay raise even though you are the qualified one? And what if your marriage is just always a struggle? Would Jesus still be good, glorious, majestic, almighty, and worth following? The answer to that question reveals how much of Jesus you actually have tasted and enjoyed versus how drunk you may be on his gifts. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In John chapter 6, verse 26, Jesus tells the crowd, "You are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." But if we look back at chapter 6, verse 2, it says, a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing. How do we explain this? Well, this is one of those times where they were seeing without seeing, and they were hearing without hearing. They saw the physical aspects of what was going on, but they missed the larger, more important reality. The miracles were like sun rays that were designed to make your eye travel up to the brightness and radiance of the sun. But instead, people were focusing on the rays, thinking that that was what life was all about. So what do we learn about God in this passage? One thing we need to understand is that Jesus is not trying to steal pleasure from you. He is revealing to us the greatest of all pleasures that we should pursue and labor and expend all of our energy to have. And since this is true, our love for God should deepen and increase because God makes clear what we desperately need versus what we desperately want. And how should we live in light of this truth? Well, this is made clear for us by a quote from C.S. Lewis. He says, "It would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us. Like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased." When you pray about this today, also remember to pray for Sean Richards and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Aymara Life Word broadcast that's heard in Bolivia and Peru.